The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Please repeat after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت أبو حاشم صوفي رحمة الله عليه says that I wanted to travel to Basra. So I came to the river and there were no boats. There was just one boat. There was a man inside and he had a maid servant. But he wouldn't let me on the boat. The maid servant interceded for me and said, why don't you let this old man onto the boat? Where is he going to find a conveyance at this time? So he let me onto the boat. I sat at one side. And as we were flowing through the water, he said to his maidservant, go and bring the food. She brought the food, he invited me, and we both ate. After we'd finished the food, he asked for the wine. She brought out the wine, and then she sat there with a musical instrument, playing it and singing away. I moved to one side. Then he said to me, have you heard anything as beautiful as this song and this music? And I replied, yes, I have. I have such a thing which is much, much better than this. He said, what is that? He recited the glorious Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman. And when the sun is rolled up, and when the stars shall fall, and when the mountains are moved, Allahu Akbar. Listening to these ayats of the Quran, this man's heart started to change. Suddenly he woke up. How amazing were these words? Tears came to his eyes. Then, reciting the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ, and when the balance sheets of deeds are opened, it pierced his heart. And he started saying, O maidservant, you are free. Throw the wine away. Break the musical instrument. He moved closer to the great Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he said, oh my brother, will Allah Azza wa Jal accept my repentance? And then the Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal recited the ayat of the glorious Quran. Indeed Allah Azza wa Jal loves those who repent abundantly and loves those who purify themselves. Listening to this, he repented on the hands of Hazrat Abu Hashim Sufi rahmatullah alayh and reformed his ways. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, this month of Ramadan al-Mubarak is unique because it is an opportunity for us to build our relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. It is an opportunity for us to become obedient in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This person was intoxicated, lost in the love of this world, lost in his desires. And what changed him? How did he come away from this life of sin and music and dance and everything else? It was the glorious Quran that changed his heart. It was recitation of the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. It was listening to and understanding and contemplating upon the verses of the Quran that a Madani revolution took place in his heart. You know, streams of tears flowed down his cheeks. How was that caused? What pierced his heart? It was knowing that my Rabb, my Creator, my Lord, my Allah Azza wa Jal is commanding me. And what am I doing wasting my life? This Quran is a mercy for the believers. If we read the Quran, if we read the translation, if we read the commentary, even if it's three ayah mubarakas a day and we ponder upon it, if we start to act upon the Quran and the commands of the Quran, subhanAllah, angels descend to help you. Angels descend to protect you. This Quran is so amazing. It is Allah Azza wa Jal's book. It is a divine revelation that brings you close to Allah Azza wa Jal. It helps you on your journey of life. Because this journey of life doesn't just end when your life in this world ends. No, this journey is much greater than that. It goes to your grave. And when your grave, all the money, the bank balances, the big houses, the nice cars and the children do not go with you. They take you to the grave and they leave you there.
وَكْيَا جَغَا هَيْ غَافِلْ جَهَاں پانچ جَاتے ہیں چَار آتے ہیں.
That is the grave. But what goes with you in that grave? What is ready and waiting for you in that grave? It is the glorious Quran. If you spent a life reading the Quran and acting upon its commands, then in this world, the Quran will protect you. In the grave, the Quran will light it up. And on the plains of resurrection, the Quran will help you stand proud and will take you into Jannah. Indeed, the glorious Quran says, indeed, this Quran shows that path the most straight. So there can be no doubt that the glorious Quran is a mercy and a blessing. But it is a mercy and a blessing for those who read the Quran Kareem, who act upon its commands. Today, our lives are focused on worldly matters and earning lots of money. You know the secret to success is? Recitation of the Quran. You read the Quran as much as you can, whether you're in the car, whether you're walking, what you're doing, learn the Surah Mubarakah off by heart, continue the recitation, and then watch the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal descend upon you. Watch the barakat and the blessings and the increase in your sustenance. Watch the blessings and the barakat and the increase in your family life. Watch the peace and tranquility coming to your life. Watch how the Quran, once you give it center stage, it will give you all the pleasure and the bliss and the peace and tranquility you have been looking for all your life. You know, everybody says that I wish I could have a sukoon ki zindagi, you know, this life of peace and tranquility. Well, you've looked everywhere else. You know, you've tried the drugs, you've tried the smoking, you've tried the videos, you've tried the television, you've tried the internet, you've tried social media, you've tried everything else. Try the Quran, because the Quran will change your life. Listening to the Quran brings tears to your eyes. Try and listen to the Quran every day. Try and read the maximum amount. Try and encourage your family, your children. Try and keep Madni channel on. Alhamdulillah, in the Surah Mubarakas that are recited during the day, Surah Mulk Sharif in the evening, the Madni channel programming evolves around the teachings of the glorious Quran. So if you want to bring Quran into your life, bring Madni channel into your life. And Alhamdulillah, the Quran will automatically come into your life. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the blessings of the glorious Quran in this Ramazan al-Mubarak.